Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Hi, baddies.
Hi, baby baddies.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, it's my favorite day of the week. Fuck Fridays.
I agree. I love Tuesdays. I'm always like, it's Tuesday?
It's already Tuesday?
It's always a surprise.
It's like, where the fuck did Monday go? I hated that bitch.
Yeah, Mondays are the worst. Tuesdays give you something to look forward to. And by the time Tuesday's done, you're halfway through the week. It's Wednesday. It's a good day.
Yeah, plus us.
And then duh. Our show. You know, it's Tuesday. Trey and Jay here.
Twisty Trey. Twisted Tees.
Alan, are you here today? Alan, is that you?
No.
So Alan apparently had better shit to do today, so he's not joining us for our show. So I asked Alan to record some drops so we could feel like he was here with
it's
us.
It's super creepy. Jess is going to make this so weird. I already know.
So, for example, this is what you can look forward to. Alan is... Do you find Tracy, like, sexually attractive?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I hate you. funny.
Also, I'd be kind of mad if you played no. I'd be like, bitch, why not?
I hate you.
No, I hate you.
I hate you.
So, Alan, seriously, though, like, shouldn't we be your most important thing in your life? Like, not your
we
wife?
We are the most important thing.
Not.
After his cats and his wife and...
Yeah.
His
no,
family.
I'm not okay with this. I was like, no, Alan, you have to be on the show. We can't lose you.
He's become our, you know, our shaft to the balls.
I was like, Alan, we really need you. Can you maybe fuck over whoever you promised to like help
We'd
with?
Appreciate
and
that.
He
greatly.
Was just like,
no.
And he was like, no.
No.
So Alan's with us in spirit. And today we're talking about what, Tracy?
Mom guilt.
I think
bunch of guilty bitches.
Me and Tracy are both mom guilt survivors. Would you say that?
Yeah. Barely surviving, but yes.
You know what's like super crazy to me? So do you know a mom that hasn't had mom guilt?
Bad moms.
Bad moms don't experience it?
No, bad moms don't experience mom guilt because they're like, I don't fucking care.
So like the actual bad moms, don't
not the movie. Bad moms. Real bad moms.
Wait, so that's actually funny. So pretty much we're so obsessed with like doing everything wrong because we're actually good moms.
Yeah.
But we think we're bad moms, but it's actually the bad moms that are the bad moms.
No, yeah. They're really,
they don't even understand
it. It's what it is. It is what it is.
I think we all experience it in some way, shape, or form. And then, yes, like, unless you're just a shit mom who doesn't care about their child.
Like the moms that are like doing crack instead of taking care of their kids. Bad moms. They don't care. No mom guilt. They don't care.
Okay. So I thought this was
Sorry.
Are you enjoying your twisties?
Your twisties?
Your twisties?
Are you enjoying your twisties?
You're enjoying your twisted tea?
I am.
I cannot believe we didn't think to call it a twisted
tray.
Twisted tea.
Duh.
So I found this interesting. So by definition, mom guilt does not exist, which is crazy. Like, you go into Webster's dictionary, it's not there.
Because it shouldn't be a thing, but we all have it.
But it's we all have it.
Low-key anxiety, mom guilt.
It's not, like, acknowledged by... really any place officially.
Yeah.
And
except for moms.
And I just feel like that makes me feel even worse about it.
Yeah, because it's not a thing. And
right.
It should be a thing because it should say something to make us feel better when we look it up.
So what is mom guilt? Mom guilt is the feeling of guilt, doubt, anxiousness experienced by mothers who are feeling that they are falling short of expectations, right?
Yeah.
And it could come from anywhere. It can come from you. It could come from your mother-in-law. It could come from something you saw on Instagram. Like
examples, making your kid chicken nuggets because you don't want to cook a full meal. Mom guilt because you're like, oh, I should be feeding them something better. Mm-hmm. Or mom guilt being like, oh, I'll change his diaper in 20 minutes instead of right now because I'm so tired and blah, blah, blah. And then he gets a rash. Mom guilt.
Oh,
yes. Like little stupid things, yes, that you don't think of that are like.
Well, you know what's so crazy? I was thinking about this and I'm just like, as a new mom, the fact that I feel this already so hard to me is crazy.
Your daughter's
like,
3 months, yeah, 4 months.
She's 4 months old and I feel it. But I think mom guilt starts before the child's here. I think as soon as you're pregnant, the mom guilt kicks in.
You're oh my God, I should have already had her nursery done. I should have already done this. Yeah. Why don't I know anything? I have to get books.
I have to have a cup of coffee. I want a cup of coffee. Now I'm guilty. Should I not have caffeine? Now I feel bad about, you know, enjoying a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
I mean, it hits you hard.
It hits
it's
you hard.
It's a lot of guilt.
Yeah. It's like you're pregnant with a child that's not even here yet. And you're feeling guilty about what you're putting in your body and where you're going and who you're around. And it's just, it feels like the start of something that probably never ends.
Yeah. My mom texts me last night and goes, it was 3:30 in the morning. And she goes, just checking to make, because I slept out. Don't ask questions. And I won't tell no lies. She goes, still worried about you. I guess mom concern never ends. Like 3:30 in the morning, she was still worried that like I was okay because I didn't text her, but I told her I was sleeping out. But then she was like, well, I don't live with her, but I happen to be staying, going to her house the next day. And she was like, just checking that you're okay. No, you went out.
So you're not going to elaborate on that. You're just going to drop that.
I was getting, taking care of, I was self-care, self-care.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's something.
I hate him. Yeah, this is out.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay. Kid free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Is it the best? I don't mean to get off track, but is it just the best?
No, because I miss them. But it's nice to be able to, like, when they're gone, I don't, like, sit on the couch ever.
Yeah, you
I'm
get
getting my nails done.
Done.
I'm getting my hair done. Yes. I'm getting stuff that I can't do with them. I'm cleaning. I'm setting up their room. I'm doing stuff for school. I had to make my son this, like, learning experience book this week for his speech therapy. So I had to do that. It's like,
no, you literally just said, like, tomorrow before the kids come home, I need to put up the tree. Like,
yeah, I need to put up the, like, there's no fucking downtime. Like, maybe I'll watch a holiday movie, like, in the background somewhere, but I'm not sitting on the couch. Like, I'm never home. On weekends, they're not there. Like, I'm juggling, like, doing stuff, and then getting out and, like, getting stuff done. Do you understand the difference? Or
yeah, no, okay. I understand. It's
like a bitch gotta eat. But at the same time.
But yes, I feel like more than ever you're finding yourself again because you've got a day or two.
It's literally
to yourself.
It's exactly
again.
2 days. They go there at 3:30, and then I pick
is this
on
every
Friday
week or every other week.
5:30, I guess today, but it's every other weekend they go to him. I drop them off at 3:30 on a Friday and I pick them up at 7 on a Sunday, right?
You know,
school.
It's so sick. And I feel like even right now, your mom guilt is showing. Like, you're trying to be like, well, I do.
Yeah, like, and I'm still explaining myself when I don't have them as if, like, I shouldn't have a life other than
Trey,
them.
As if you had a normal life where your husband came home and participated, you, like, those 2 days every 2 weeks are not the same amount of hours that you should be getting every week.
No,
do you know what I mean?
It's nothing. Those
it's
2 hours
nothing.
Fly and I get nothing.
You
like
get nothing.
All the shit that I have a list and I strategically plan my appointments and all that shit and work. We're working right now on my weekend off. I plan all that shit on weekends that I don't have them. So on days that, like, he'll be like, oh, I can't take them this weekend, like, then I'm fucked because I have all this shit. It's not like I'm going out and I'm like, fuck, I was supposed to party this weekend. No, I have appointments I made. I have work I have to do. I have, like, you know what I mean? It's stuff that I have to do.
I think it's funny that you're, you know, you started out with like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then like, yeah, I also have a little me time. And it's like, of course you should have.
No,
little
I
me
have
time.
No me time. I wish I could shower by myself without kids banging on the door. But that's about it.
Yeah.
That's my only downtime.
Oh, my God. So I kind of like secretly, I mean, for your situation, this worked out well because it wasn't like you were doing everything.
I mean, I was always doing everything.
Yeah, so,
I'm going to say what it is.
Yeah, so
I was always doing everything.
Now that you've got 2 days, it's like, okay, over 2 weeks, it comes out to what? Like 2 hours a day?
No, less.
Less, yeah. I mean, it's at least it's something, and I'm happy that you have that.
I mean, it's stuff that it's necessary to get done. I literally am a full-time stay-at-home mom. I work from my phone. So I have 3 jobs that I work from my phone. And then I have to take care of them. Plus, I have to make sure they're at school. I have to drop them off, pick them up. I have to make sure Julian has all his 4 days a week therapy for speech. On top of that, making sure that he's wearing his hearing aids at all times. Like, plus him fighting with the girls and whatever else. It's just non-fucking-stop. Even when we're at my mom's, like, visit, she's like, I don't know how you do this. Like, I had 3, and it's just different. Because my 3 are 3 under 3.
They're too close.
So they were
close
3 years from top to bottom. My mom's were 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. I'm 7 years older than my little brother. So it's like different because.
It's so different. You helped.
You have a bigger kid. It's a mommy's helper.
Yeah, you were like Skylar on speed, probably. Mm. Like,
yeah, like Skylar helps me here and there, but like she's as a baby. As much as she can still, for being a baby. Five.
Yes, as much as she can for being five.
Yeah. Like she'll like go get me a diaper. Like that's the extent of it. Not like watch the kids while I run to the store right. when I was 14.
Right.
Right? It's different. Yeah.
Although I would let Skylar watch the kids.
Skylar is mature enough, more than the babysitters I know, to watch these yeah. kids, but I would never.
So, you know, I do think we feel maybe alone in this. And I just want people to know, not are you not alone, but we surveyed our listeners on our Instagram. If you don't follow us on Instagram, please do. It's Bad Examples Podcast. And we do, when we talk to the audience, it's always done through
Yeah, we
here.
Always ask like questions there, surveys, yeah. whatever. We post a lot of like memes, funny memes to like lift you up or like serious memes to like whatever. But we always try to keep it light. And, yeah, like,
and if you want to interact with the show, like this is the place to do it. I will say, admit, we're not great with the DMs. We're working on it.
We're two people with thousands of DMs. Yeah. We're trying to catch up.
We're trying to catch up. But so we surveyed you guys and this was the most responses we've gotten ever. Just to give you an idea of how many people feel mom guilt.
Mm-hmm.
It was not even a thing. You know, a lot of times it's like, oh, we'll post something and be like, would you let your man have a threesome? And it's like, you got to think about it. This was like, no, this do you have mom guilt?
Yup.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah.
I was honestly taken back.
What's your biggest mom guilt?
Oh, my God.
I know mine, but go ahead.
Where do I start?
If you could pick the biggest thing that you always feel bad about.
All right. So I would obviously say right off the bat, like not breastfeeding is probably the biggest mom guilt and that there is.
Mm-hmm.
But
as a formula mom, I agree. I felt really bad, but I didn't feel that connection. I didn't feel like it creeped me the fuck out. If I'm being totally honest with you, like there's reasons I'm not going to explain it on the show, but there are reasons that it freaked me out. And I was like, this doesn't feel right to me. It feels like I know it's so natural, but it didn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you had struggles with it
more
than my choice of just like, this feels weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like that too. And everyone's always like, oh my God, you know, breast is best. I'm like, bitch, fed is best. This baby is eating and she's healthy and she's well-dressed and bathed. So shut the fuck up and take a seat. Like
I, and it's weird. Cause I know that in 2020, everything's fucked up, but formula is not formula. It might be better. Some doctors say it's better than breast milk.
They fucking perfected it. Yeah. It's like different thoughts on everything. That's why we say fed is best.
So it's like knowing how far we've come with formula and I still feel it. It's like, it's just still there. So, I'm sure that's like a super common one.
My number one when he was living with me when we were together was going out guilt. Like if I'd go out for
having
the night,
a life.
Having any type of like going out for the night with my friends and like having the kids home with him, which happened twice
very
a year,
rarely.
Twice a year. When
I remember
tell you,
like a birthday, like a friend's
it was
birthday.
A friend's 30th birthday and one year
birthday,
and then maybe my birthday that I went out. It was twice a year that I left my house. When I tell you, I never, though I watched those kids 24/7. And still do. But now my guilt, my mom guilt is divorce guilt, which is a totally different subject.
Totally different beast.
But it's still guilt. Like I feel like as a mom, like I let more things go because I'm like, oh, they're going through something. Like this is maybe how they're acting out. And like, so when they talk back to me, I'm like, let me not scream at them because they're going through something. Like,
you know, I said this to you and I really stand by this. I said this to you way back when you were, you know, too overwhelmed to take care of yourself, or you'd come over with like a mani, but like five of your nails would be broken and you'd just be like, I'm a mom. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really believe that one of the best ways to love your children is to love yourself.
Yeah. Like that's why I always tried to like put my makeup on and do my hair. Cause at least that was something, even though I didn't get the hour at the nail salon and my nails looked like I was homeless. Like at least my face is done. And they were like, oh, at least my mom looks put together.
Mm-hmm. You know, flight attendants, when they're like, they give really good advice when they're like, help yourself first and then help the people around you.
No,
you can't help your kids, you know, if you're
a mess,
if you're a mess and falling apart. And if you can't breathe, how could you help anyone else breathe?
No, that's true. I never thought of it that way.
And, you know, it can be something so small, like getting a pedicure, going to the movies. It could just be for a few hours. But I know what you're saying. Like,
you feel
you left
guilty
the house
leaving
twice and you can count those days and thinking about those 2 days like you did something wrong.
In 2019, I left the house twice.
I remember this.
Yeah. And they were for both friends' birthdays and then my birthday. So maybe three times I left the house. And they're like, quick. One was in Atlantic City. I drove there to go out and then I drove home and I felt really guilty that I even slept out. But my mom watched them for that. Like, it was just like, you know, I was, yeah. And now I have different type of guilt because now I'm low key, like, struggling in different ways, like financial ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say too much, but I'm sure people who are smart can decode that. So it's very stressful for me because it's the weight is all on me. And I feel like sometimes like they're like, oh, we had so much fun at daddy's. And I'm like, yeah, because it's all fun there. It's, like, there's no school, there's no work, there's no, yeah. And I'm like, and that's great. And I want you to have fun. But like in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, cause there's nothing, there's no fucking responsibilities.
Daddies get that rap a lot. They walk through the door after working all day.
Yeah. And then with me, like I'm working on my phone or I'm doing stuff for the house or I'm sending them to school and they're like, we don't have to go to school there. And I'm like, yeah, because it's my fucking job to get you to school. Like, this is crazy.
I get it. I really do. I think in general, moms need to be kinder to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, it starts in pregnancy. From the minute you're pregnant, you give up your body, your mind. All, I mean, our bodies, not even physically, more than like,
I mean, physically, you for
more,
sure give
more
up,
than
but
superficially, your bodies are never the same, you know,
but it's like your inside, your mind,
everything, your mind,
your heart, the way you look at things,
I
your
truly,
hormones. Like,
I knew like baby brain, like mom brain was like a thing, but I really can't believe how foggy I am. And I know part of it's lack of sleep, but
you also like block out all the miserable parts and
you give up your body, you give up your mind, you give up. Dude, have you ever heard of mom thumb or
the
mom
fuck
wrist?
Is mom thumb?
I cannot believe this is happening to me. I'm like fucking devastated over this. So the like 2 weeks ago, my hand started hurting. Right. So it's right here. So it's between my thumb.
Oh, I fucking had that when I was pregnant
my
with
wrist.
Skylar. The carpal tunnel.
No, it's not carpal tunnel. It's different. So that's what I thought. But I've like I know carpal tunnel. Like I sometimes feel that like achiness from texting and shit. But this was a totally different. This is the point where I can't pick things up or close this finger. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I was telling one of my friends and she goes, oh, you got mom thumb? And I went, what the fuck's mom thumb?
Ew, I didn't know that was a thing. I literally thought it was carpal tunnel, but I had it when I was pregnant.
It's not carpal tunnel. It's actually an injury. So it's from using my wrist, like I've never had before, to hold like the baby's weight.
Oh.
And it is so fucking painful. I cannot
describe
it. Yeah,
I remember.
And my hand is so weak, I can't lift her. I can't lift
her
with this hand.
Maybe it was different for me because I didn't have it after. I had it during pregnancy. So maybe mine was something different.
No, you do get carpal tunnel during pregnancy.
Oh, okay. So that's what I did have.
Yeah, for sure. But this is, like I said, this is an injury. And I'm like reading how to get rid of it. Like I have to either like not use it, which is okay, not possible with the child. And or get like cortisone shots, which is just like
no
Denny
thanks.
Was like, you know, as an athlete, he's like, you're just going to mask the pain and it'll get worse. And I had to order an arm brace.
Oh, honey.
And I'm like, Denny, you're going to want to fuck me with an arm brace.
You're doing great, sweetie.
I'm like, this cannot be my life. This what happened?
So, remember when you were like, I don't want babies. I'm too selfish. And then I was like, no, have them. And now I'm like, who said that?
Denny, who the fuck? Please.
Who
you
said
need
that?
To still find me sexy when I'm jerking you off with an arm brace.
Stop it. I have to commend you for making time to jerk him off, though. I mean, good for you. Honey, get you off, sweetie.
I'm crying. Oh, my God.
As like a lot of guys are like, oh, I haven't had sex in forever. And I'm like, bitch, I'm creating a human. Like, you have to be kidding me. And then they're like, well, I cheated because you weren't having sex with me. And it's like, no, I was creating your child.
Oh, not Tracy. And so, nothing gets me going more.
Ugh,
nothing.
That mom guilt, too, because then you feel wife guilt.
Wife
on
guilt.
Top of mom
yeah.
guilt. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm literally hormonal because I'm growing a child inside of me and like you get a headache and you can't walk for 3 days. It's blowing my fucking mind. But they use it as an excuse to cheat or go get jerked off or do whatever. And it's just fucking crazy to me. And I'm just like, cool.
I mean, I just there's literally nothing worse than when you're carrying this baby and you're putting your body through actual hell on earth, you know, before you even deal with the labor part of it, which is a nightmare.
Oh,
and then like
get me
they
started.
Have the nerve to be like, well, I wasn't getting pleasured, and you're just like, I'm creating life.
Your child, your sperm
your
is growing
sperm.
In me. You had one job,
you're
squirt it and walk away. I have to grow the fucker. I gotta grow the
away.
Motherfucker. Okay,
It's crazy to me that men will never understand.
And I love how they get kicked in the ball and they're like, this is like labor. Nah, bitch, it's not. You couldn't even handle the contractions of labor, let alone actual labor.
I swear, Denny gets like sniffles and he's like, look at me. And I'm like, you have allergies. Like, it's not even sick. You're not even sick.
Oh my God.
I hope in our lifetime, because we'll have like virtual reality and shit. I really hope.
There's a contraction machine that you can buy on Amazon, and it shows you put the pads on them.
I could buy that?
Yes.
To torture my husband, you're saying?
Yes. And they put the pad, and you have the control, and you're like, these are only like moderate contractions, and he's like dying, and he's like, this is so painful.
Shut up, Alan. That's nothing to do with you.
Who asked you, Alan?
Please, mind your own business. The women, the girls are talking here. God. I mean, that is worth every penny to me.
Yeah. And then it's called a contraction stimulator.
What's the point of this? To torture people or
just to show men the feeling? Or it's probably made to like show women like this is what they're gonna feel like and like a prerequisite of but then I would never have gotten pregnant had I known the level of pain contractions.
So I believe that this exists, but are you serious saying that it's Amazon?
I really think like it is. I can prime. I don't want to fucking give that guy any more fucking money, but I really think that if you look up contraction simulator,
he who shall not be named.
Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna pull it up. There's this guy. He's like raising only kings. I follow him on Instagram, and his wife bought the contraction simulator and did it on him. And I'm gonna pull it up right now.
I'm sure you can buy it, but I just find it hilarious that you were like, no, you can like Amazon. Wait, question. How much is this?
I'll find out.
More than Denny, I'd love to do this to Alan, to be honest.
Oh my God.
Please get the contraction simulator.
You're doing it. Oh.
Look at his pain in his face. He's like, I feel it in my ass.
Oh. Yeah.
Breathe through it. Just have to breathe. I feel it in my ass.
Oh my God.
I know, Alan. You'll feel it in your ass too.
And she's like, it's not even on
the He can't even open his eyes. This man is wincing in pain. I wish you could see his face, y'all. He can't take it.
Yeah. You guys gotta watch
it. His eyes are literally
closed. I'm gonna video this and put it on Bad Examples so you guys could see it.
I mean, I would you, I'm dead serious. Like,
I think all women should buy that. People who are pregnant and who are just getting pregnant and they're like, this is what I'm going to experience. Just buy it for your man. So can he can understand when it comes to that.
Can we do a GoFundMe to do it to Alan and do it live on
the
air?
Yeah. Can we have donations?
I know you do. I don't blame you, but I would love that. That'd be hilarious. That would relieve my mom guilt, I think.
Yeah. Cause at least they would understand.
But yeah. So anyway, I have this thing with my hand and, I never have heard of this before, but it's really painful and it makes them using this hand almost impossible. I can't like close my thumb over things. It's just like getting her in and out of the car seat. Yeah. Everything is a problem. Like I have to figure out what to do eventually
That's so crazy.
Just like we're out here doing the best we can. That's literally all mom guilt is. Like we're just, and that's all you can do. You can only try to do your best. Like I got one working hand. I'm going to, you know, work my hardest here. I'm going to still pick her up. I'm gonna still fucking cry in pain.
Yeah.
Doing all these things, trying to get her out of the crib with one hand, like, and not using all my pressure. It's not fun. And it's just like, why do I feel bad about the craziest things? And then also, too, like, especially when they're little and they're babies, like, you're gonna fuck up. Mm-hmm. You're gonna fuck up. I'm a huge fuck up. Accidents happen. Like, I didn't drop her on her head yet, but like, most people have been there. And
no, do you know what happened to Skylar? So she was like just learning to walk. She had to have been one then, I guess. She was just learning to walk and she was running like away from me because I wanted to like pick her up or something or put her in bed. I don't know. And she was running and we were like playing and she face planted into the bed frame of the bed and her mouth like exploded. It was huge. And so her front tooth just came in because she had lost it and it came in bruised. So like the whole tooth is like off white, like a tint of yellow. And I was like freaking out. I'm like, why is her tooth yellow? We brush her teeth every night. Like, what's happening? And the dentist is like, did she have any trauma? Like, did she hit it? He's like, this looks like a tooth bruise. And I was like, oh, no way. I was like, yes, when she was like a year old, she face planted into the bed frame of like the bigger bed and she hit it. And he was like, yeah, this is he's like, you're going to have to cap it. So like when she's older and like for school, I'm going to have to cap it because I don't want her going to school like that. And I'm thinking
teeth are
it's
easy
like,
to fix.
I know, but it's something so small.
Like, I thought you were going to say she like her tooth like went through her like lip or something.
No,
oh
well,
my
it did,
God.
But it did. But it it was more like traumatic at that moment. But now that the tooth has grown in and I'm like, why the fuck is it yellow? Like, and he's like, it's bruised.
How
That's
often
how they
are your
in.
Kids getting hurt? Like, I can't handle that. Like, but, I would have.
OK,
so
another
so
example. Everyone's
queasy.
Like, Jaden lost a tooth. Jaden lost a tooth. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, Jaden didn't lose a tooth. When Jaden was 18 months, Skylar took a bat and hit her in the mouth with it. And her tooth died because of the root died. Oh, so the dentist the other last week or whenever he went. He was like, oh, my God. He's like, if I don't remove this tooth, the tooth behind it, the big tooth that's like, going to come in is going to rot because the tooth root is dead. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So Skylar's like, Jaden, I'm so sorry for hitting you. And I'm like, Sky, it's okay. You were a baby. You didn't know any better. And
sister
like,
guilt.
Sister guilt. And I was like, this is crazy. And then he had to extract it. And now she's like, I lost a tooth. And we did tooth fairy and everything. But like, it really wasn't her first loose tooth.
Wait,
it
was, I was literally going to say this. I saw this the other day on Instagram.
She's
I'm like,
too
these
early
two
to
have
be
no,
losing
the,
teeth.
Both of them, they're just toothless.
No. And I was like, so worried. I was like, I feel so bad. He's like, it happens. He's like, kids fall, kids play, and they get hurt and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I get it. But like, that's mom guilt. Like,
the
I was like,
is literally telling you this.
Why have I not? Like, why did I let Skylar play with that toy that I didn't think she was going to smack her in the face with? But she did. Like, she was a baby. She was 3 years old. She doesn't know any better.
Skylar, by the way, might look even cuter and, like, prettier. I don't know why. Like,
with the short hair.
I just can't. Like,
she looks grown now.
She looks grown.
Yeah. It's weird. I know. She's going to go through her awkward phase soon with her, like, big front two teeth and, like, tiny little teeth.
I just thought it was, like,
mama.
Perfect placement. Like, they're just all missing in the middle. She just looks so fucking cute.
I know. I love it.
I just, it's just, it's crazy. And like, I mean, I'm sure, listen, it's a whole new ball game where you're at with mom guilt. And it's going to continue to be as they get older.
Do you know where mom guilt hits the hardest?
Whoa, tell me.
When you're out somewhere, like, at a store shopping or a restaurant and your kids are acting up and they like won't be quiet or they're running around the store. Or like the other day, Julian was screaming on the top of his lungs. I was in Hobby Lobby, which for people who don't know is like Michael's, but they sell fabric. Anyway, I was sewing something and I needed to get fabric. So I ran in there and Julian was like not having it and screaming. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad, everybody, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody was like, it's okay. Don't yell. Don't yell. And I wanted to be like, he doesn't fucking hear you. He's deaf. But like, I didn't want to bring up that either. And then this one woman came up to me and she played
with
him.
It'd almost be like you're faking if you're like, actually,
he's
fucking
deaf. Yeah, they would be like, yeah, okay, like what are the chances? So I was like, I didn't say anything, and this one woman came up to me because everybody was staring at me in the store, and I felt mom guilt because I was like, I can't, like this is
not,
mortifying. And some woman came up to me.
Thing, you know this,
no,
though,
I know,
right?
And she was like, I just wanted to tell you, you're doing so well. You're obviously a young mom. Your kids are so young. I'm like, yeah, and the baby's deaf. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't even know that. And I was like, it's okay, it's whatever. And she's like, you just handled it really well. Most moms would have like smacked their kid or like yelled at them. She was like, you just kept like trying to distract them. And I was like, I'm trying. And I was like, it really made me feel better that like somebody stepped in to help me instead of just staring at me judging. Like if someone's kid is doing that, I'll be like, is there anything I could do? Like moms need to start doing that for each other instead of silently judging online. Just ask, can I help you with something? I see you're struggling with all the stuff in your car and three kids. And like, it was just a moment. I needed the reassurance in that very moment. And the woman came and like,
that
perfect time.
I have like mom fear over that. Like, I won't even bring the baby out because I'm scared. I won't know what to do in that situation. But like, it's inevitable. It's going to happen to anybody with a child at some point.
No, and it doesn't. Like, you feel like all eyes on you. You're cringing. It's the
and
worst
it's,
feeling.
And literally when you take a step back, I think that's part of surviving mom guilt is to realize it's not a big deal. Like, Julian's doesn't have a knife in his hand. He's not slitting people's throats.
Yeah, he's just crying.
He's just crying.
He just is not getting his way and he's frustrated.
Yeah.
And
what is that? How does that affect anybody else in the store? It doesn't. Is it really ruining their shopping experience? They're still buying whatever the hell they want, spending their money.
And I'll be
what they
gone
need.
As soon as they finish checking me out.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I do think, like, taking a step back and realizing that, like, if that's the, if that has you that upset, be like, what did this do today? Like, this really hasn't changed my life or the people around me.
That's, like, I feel like the biggest. You'll feel that, too. Like, when you're out at a restaurant with Denny and you guys, the three of you go out together.
Oh, my God.
And the baby starts crying. You'll be like, oh, my God, I feel so bad. Everyone's trying to enjoy their dinner. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just hits you and you're like, there's nothing
I
can do.
I understand that. And but like I said, like, even, you know, with mom guilt, the laundry is piling up. Just for one day, say, I'm not going to let it affect me. I mean, that's the only way
that's
to survive this.
Only
you have
way
to
I get through it.
You have to step back and realize these things are not life and death.
the mom guilt you and I are talking about, of course, because we
feel it
parents.
All the time. We're you know great what I mean? Parents.
We're
yeah.
not like some people maybe should feel mom guilt if they're, you know, leaving their kid home alone yeah, or something. I mean, but I'm the mom guilt I'm talking about is the stuff that we obsess over that our kids are healthy. They're cared for.
Yeah. They're
why
well
are
fed,
we? Yes.
They're bathed. Yes. They have somewhere to sleep at night. Like,
and we're doing our best. At the end of the day, we're doing what we think is best for our kids. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and we're going to read your responses on Instagram and what gives you mom guilt and kind of talk about how we all have these same emotions. I have a 4-month-old and I understand all of this now. So when we come back, we will go through all that. How does that sound to you, Ellen? Does that sound good? Are you excited for that or what?
Okay. Show's over.
No, it's not over. No, no. We'll be right back.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Baddies, in under 24 hours, you could be communicating with a therapist in a private, safe environment, and anything you're going through, you can talk about. And this is all thanks to BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is probably my favorite thing because I feel like there's nothing more awkward than sitting in a waiting room with other people waiting to talk to your therapist mm-hmm. and then being judged and questioning, I wonder why they're here.
It's so weird.
BetterHelp lets you talk on the couch, in your bed, in a corner, in the bathtub, wherever mm-hmm. you feel comfortable to have your little session with them.
Having this at your fingertips is better than ever.
If you guys do not like your therapist, you can change to another therapist, no additional cost. They will match you until you find the person that's perfect for you. They start communicating in under 24 hours. Even though this is not a self-help line, it's professional counseling. So all you have to do is send a message to your counselor at any time and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses that you can schedule a weekly video or phone session.
What's great about BetterHelp is it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. And the service is available for clients worldwide.
Whatever your situation, depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, and self-esteem.
With BetterHelp, they've got you covered.
In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
That is amazing. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples.
Join over the 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples. You guys, there's nothing more annoying to me than getting home from a long, stressful day and then still having to prepare food and go to the grocery store. Barf.
Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip the trip to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable.
I personally wait for my order of HelloFresh and get so excited because I never know what they're going to send me. Something new, a sauce I've never used, a food that I've never tried. And I always feel like a professional chef. A delicious meal, healthy meal, mm-hmm. pre-portioned. You don't have to go to the grocery store. It literally gets delivered with packaging. So it's not like it's sitting on your doorstep and rotting. Like, it's all packaged nicely.
And
so
the ingredients are super fresh.
Yes. Oh my God. Everything is so delicious. I've literally never had a bad meal from them.
Listen
never.
To this. Over 90% of ingredients are sourced directly from growers to ensure peak flavor and ripeness. Like, what?
Guys, go to HelloFresh.com/examples90 to use code examples90 and get $90 off, including free shipping. Holy shit, that's so much money you're saving.
It just blew your mind, didn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, again, you guys, that's HelloFresh.com/examples90. You're going to use the code examples90 and get $90 off plus free shipping. That's so much money.
And if you are feeling guilty, like, oh, I don't even like to order out. This is not ordering out. This is cheaper than going to the supermarket. And HelloFresh is committed to donating to those in need. So far in 2020, they have donated 3.5 million meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/examples90 and use code examples90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. I mean, stop what you're doing. Time to make your life easier and yummier.
You guys, when I come to record, I literally top to bottom glam, and Jess always makes fun of me. But guess what she has today? full fucking eyelashes and feeling liner. Myself.
Okay, so this is what I sat down. I sat Tracy down. I was so excited. I didn't even know how to explain this to her. I'm like, it's called La Rev Beauté and it's lashes that you don't need glue and the lashes are gorgeous.
It's the Mystique eyeliner. It's waterproof, smudge proof, no stickiness or mess, but it's fucking magic.
You know, I wore these actually all day for my photo shoot for my holiday cards. They're so light on your eyes. I don't know. They're just light as a feather. I love them. And you can choose 6 colors, right? Including clear.
They have this Beauté box offer. Okay. It's fresh lashes and liner every month. Best way to experience the lash system is by subscribing to the box. It's 2 lashes and 1 Mystique liner will be delivered to your doorstep every month, as well as free cosmetic products each month.
It's super customizable, so subscribers get to choose their lash style and liner each month. And they have super flexible plans worth over $120, starting at just $73 a month. Guys, they use this pressure-sensitive adhesive technology with the Mystique eyeliner. You have to try it.
Okay, today we're offering our listeners an extra set of lashes and liner when you subscribe to the Beauté box.
That's 3 sets of lashes and 2 liners in your first box.
I know you guys are gonna love this as much as Jess loves this. I can't wait to try it. You're going to go to lerevbeauté.com. That's L-E-R-E-V-E, Beauté, BEAUTE.com/bad examples. And use code bad examples at checkout to get an extra set of lashes and liner.
Go to lerevbeauté.com and use code bad examples at checkout to get an extra set of lashes and Mystique eyeliner. That's lerevbeauté.com/bad examples. All right, guys, we're back. You know, me and Tracy, because Alan apparently is too busy doing other things. Mm-hmm. Alan, what were you doing during commercial break? Jerking off?
Yes.
What?
What?
Oh, my sick. God. Were you absolutely jerking off to mom sick. Porn, you weirdo?
Yes.
Oh, sick. Wow. Talking about moms gets you horny, huh?
Yes.
Wow. So you're pretty much saying that you have a mom fetish at this point.
Yes.
Wow.
Those are some quick answers.
And I just want to clarify for the record that you find Tracy hot, right?
Yes.
Wow. All right. You know what? We're learning a lot on this show.
Wow.
All right. So let's go to our Instagram and let's see what other moms are feeling guilty about. I just feel like these answers are just endless. Like, oh, let's hear it.
My kid cusses and I don't feel bad. Does that make me a bad mom? I feel like you're just seasoning his vocabulary.
What an amazing way to make you feel better about mom guilt. You're seasoning his vocab.
You're just seasoning it. You're just, you know, spicing it up a bit.
I hear that.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, listen, kids hear what they hear. Like, there's only so much you can do at some point, right? Like, it's their language. They're going to say what they want to say.
You need to be thankful that you're cursing instead of hitting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Cursing is way better than hitting your kid. Just cursing.
This one we talked about, wanting alone time. Oh, imagine 100%. Feeling guilt for wanting to be yourself and feel like yourself.
No, that's what I have all the time. I let my daughter cry it out. It worked, but I feel like shit. I don't know what this is like because I'm the mom who runs in when they whine and don't let them cry. But like, I know it does work. I know it does help a lot of moms down the road, which I don't know because I didn't try it. But I always felt guilty about letting them cry about anything. So I never did it, but I know it's a worked theory. So keep it up if that's the route you want to take.
Yeah, if that's how you're sleep training and it helps your baby sleep, why are you feeling guilty? Because
no judgments.
Your baby's sleeping better and getting a better night's sleep because of you. Because eventually that crying out, it stops. And they're my friend that did this, her baby sleeps 12 hours since she was 6 months old. Now she's almost 2 and this kid sleeps like a goddamn champion, you know? So yeah, no guilt there, please. Nope. Anything to make your life easier, her life easier, his life easier. This one, some days I'll have my kids eat cereal for breakfast because I don't feel like cooking. It makes me feel shitty.
Cereal is food.
It's food.
You're getting
you're
milk.
Feeding the baby.
You're getting milk for your bones and you're getting some type of filler, like a carb for your body to last you through the morning.
They're
I think there's
eating.
Nothing wrong with that.
They're eating. Oh
doesn't
my
matter.
God.
Doesn't matter. Anything works.
This one, I know a lot of working moms feel guilt, but you have to work. You have to feed the baby. You feed your child. You have to pay your bills.
Would you feel worse if you had no money to feed your child or go to work for a few and then miss moments that they're not going to remember anyway?
It sucks. It's the reality of our
world,
our country, really.
Yeah.
but it sucks. I get it, and I get the guilt of leaving your kid every day. But you're doing what's best for your kid by doing it.
I see my daughter play alone been trying to give her a sibling for 2 years.
Aww.
Do not feel bad. First of all, the way kids play alone builds imagination, creativity.
Whoa, so true.
Yeah, it's really good for them to be able to play and like build moments that they get to react to and learn reaction, cause and effect, all that shit by learning it by themselves instead of a sibling. I mean, it's great to have a sibling, but a lot of kids who are only children learn a lot because they learn how to be alone.
Do you feel guilty about this? Try buying something for yourself and not the kids.
I literally never buy stuff for myself. When I do, it's like I need to have like some crazy deal to like
justify it.
Yeah, justify me doing that. Also, my kids model for a lot of companies, so I get a shit ton of stuff for them. If they didn't have that, I'd spend all my money on them. But because they do model, I get a lot of free shit, so they're never not getting stuff. So if I get something for myself, it's not like they're not getting it because I am. But literally, my money goes to bills and keeping the fucking lights on.
Oh, so many people, alone time, just an hour. People just want an hour. Having to work 3 jobs because mama ain't getting no support. Girl, we know about that.
Yelling at my son during homeschooling. This is new for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is so fucking difficult. We always appreciated teachers, but like now more than ever, we need to appreciate how they take care of our kids when we give them and trust them with our kids and what they're learning, because it's so fucking difficult. My daughter's hybrid, so she does 2 days in school, 3 days home. And those 3 days home, I'm like, I fucking hate this. Like, I already did school. I didn't want to do this again. Like, I barely made it through school myself when I did it.
I don't have any kids that are going to school yet, obviously, but it kills me when I see online, they're like, my kid's hybrid. I'm like, are they part werewolf or?
Oh my God.
What's happening?
You would say that. Oh my God.
Tracy, do you, how about this? Do you ever feel guilty about like being frustrated and snapping with them, or like maybe they do something that's not a big deal, but you're already frustrated, so you're just easily annoyed?
My kids have a fear, like when they spill something, they're like, I spilled something, but it's only a little bit and I can totally clean it up. And then they run and go get it. Cause I'm always like, why can you not just keep your food on your plate? Like, why must we jump around in the chair and not just sit and eat? And like, it's frustrating, but like they get it now because they're like, oh, mommy's really upset by this. But like, I'm more just like teaching them how to like eat properly. And it's coming off the wrong way, but at least they're knowing like how to clean up their messes. Like, there's a silver lining in everything moms do.
But do you ever feel guilty for
snapping over it? And I don't really snap over it. I just like get frustrated and they know that. But I definitely feel bad because I'm like, I don't want you guys to be scared. Like, come tell me. But at the same time, like, be smart.
This one's an odd one.
I'm scared.
Sex on the floor next to them when you're still co-sleeping.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that's a no for me. That freaks me out. But
wait. What does this mean? I'm confused. On the floor?
Yeah, because they can't have sex on the bed. It'll wake the baby up. So they have sex on the floor in front of the bed. So that they don't wake the child's so in the same room. I would say wait no to that. But you, I'm not shaming you. You get yours, honey. A girl's got to eat. But
sex on the floor next to them.
I won't even have sex with a dog in the room, so I don't know. I like my dog. Like, I'm like, you're looking at me.
Mia's so pure.
Yeah, I'm like, don't look at me. I can't.
Wow. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, this is sad. How I treated my kids when I was still in my active addiction. I'll have 2 years clean in January. First of all, I just want to say congratulations on being clean and sober. Also, I do have a soft spot for kids who deal with parents who have an addiction, because it fucking breaks my heart to watch a kid grow up in that environment. So I'm like a little less like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like non-judgmental about it. I'm a little judgy because I'm like, ugh, I don't understand like how you could subject your kids. But like, I don't know addiction, so I can't judge. At the same time, like, proud of you for getting yourself together and realizing
help,
your child
yeah.
is more important than the addiction.
I mean, I understand the guilt there, but you're out of, like, I feel like especially for an addict, that guilt weighing heavy on you can make you
bring up old demons.
Yeah, like that's, I don't know, I think the best thing there is to just be proud of yourself for how far you've come.
Am I making the right, safest, informed choices about for them with COVID season?
I can't even imagine what this is like. Everywhere you
go,
you must be thinking about it.
Literally, I have to leave the house all the time. I go grocery shopping, I go to work, I go here, I go there, I do whatever I have to do. But thankfully, like what we've seen, children's rates are so low that like, I don't know, there's obviously not immune to it, but like, It seems much lower than adults. For some reason that's the numbers that are coming in. I don't know what to believe and what not to at this point, but I feel like as long as you, if you know somebody, you're staying away from them, that's all you can do. This is a first time for all of us. None of us have lived through this before. I feel like you just make good decisions.
You have to understand with COVID, no one knows what they're doing.
No one knows what's happening. It's like okay. Even sending your kids to school, those kids go home and have parents and it's like everything, but we're not seeing major, I don't know. I just feel like, dude, just whatever you choose to do with your kids, you do. I'm not going to give you an advice on that one. This one is feeding kids frozen meals and not cooking a big homemade meal. I feel like sometimes the day goes by so fast and then you're like, oh my God, it's dinner time and you're rushing. And if you need to do that once in a while, it's okay. I feel like obviously there's more nutrition in home cooked meals. I cook for my kids all the time. But once in a while, they'll get chicken nuggets out of the freezer, like those little dino nuggets or whatever. Are they the best for them? No. But once in a while, that's what they're getting because mm-hmm. I got to get them to bed so that they could get to school in the morning. And then as one person, you're overwhelmed. It happens. Like, whatever you got to do.
This one is really funny because I feel like this now, but I don't snap at my kids, but I'm snapping at my husband or my mother, whoever's here. But
yeah,
snapping at my kids when they won't stop asking questions. I just want to sit and not to think. Do you ever feel like that? Like the noise, you just want to like drown out, like sit in silence.
When I tell you my daughter, Jaden, from the moment she wakes up, she is on a 100 speed. She does not stop till she goes to bed. There is never a moment of silence in my house until she's at school.
I know.
Never.
How
and anybody who's been at my house knows that she does not. Even when she's asking something, it's like, oh my God, can I do this? And then she'll say it 5 times. Can I do this? Can I do this, mommy? Can I do this, mommy? Can I do this? Can I do this? Is it okay if I do? I'm like, bro, I didn't even get to answer the first question. Sure, go do it. It's exhausting.
And like, I get it. Like in your head, you probably feel bad because you're just like, can she shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
But you love her. So that makes you feel bad for feeling
that
way.
I feel
bad
because I was so excited for her to talk.
Right.
At a year, and then she didn't stop making full sentences at 18 months. And I'm like, oh my God, this is for the rest of my life.
The rest of your life.
This girl said, giving my daughter such a POS dad.
Ooh.
Bro.
Shots fired. This one is I keep seeing a lot, which is needing a break from my child. There is so nothing wrong with that. If you have, and this is part of overcoming mom guilt. Remember we talked about taking care of yourself. If you have the help, not everybody is afforded this luxury, but if you have in-laws or your parents,
whoever offers
friend,
you help,
take them up on it. Yes. Yeah. Let me tell you, Cecily's 4 months old and she's already slept out. And
I have to touch on that too. Go ahead.
I'm not even for like days at a time, but for one night without her, the next day I am so recharged and I truly, truly
and
think I'm a better mother.
To get her back.
Yes. I think I'm a better mother because of it. I'm more attentive. I'm more in the room with her other than being, you know, exhausted or super frustrated. I have like, it's like, you know, when you play video games and your guy like is almost out of energy and then he dies.
Yeah. And then like, you recharge.
Then you recharge and then you're at full speed and you're like crushing the game. Mm-hmm. Like that's literally how I felt. And I've decided to, you know, I am very lucky. Again, not everybody is this blessed to have in-laws and to have parents that want to help out. But oh my God, I'm like, mom, do you want to, you know, take the baby overnight? And she is thrilled out of her mind. I mean, and
all grandmothers would be. To
at
be
first,
offered.
It's definitely weird. It's weird. You're just like, where's my child?
Yeah.
Like, and what is she doing? But I mean, the feeling you get of
but they raised you.
Yes.
Like they forget. They're like, oh my God, I forgot we had to do that. But then once they had they're in mom mode, it all comes back.
Oh, you know what? The fear, it immediately, I mean, after the first hour, I'm like, she's got this. She's sending me pictures. She's keeping me updated. And like, of course, the baby sleeps through the night there.
Oh, no. Can I make a suggestion to all new moms? And it's not too late to start this. I watched a little girl that I know who's 11 and still sleeps with her mom and had really severe separation anxiety and like wouldn't go to school and all this stuff and wouldn't do sleepovers with anybody. And I watched it and I said, how do I avoid this happening? So for my kids, I was like, that's it. From the moment they're born, they are going to sleep somewhere at like, it's not somewhere. I'm not giving her to somebody. I don't know. But like my mom's or his mom's or his sister's house once a week so that they get excited to go somewhere instead of being scared to go somewhere. And now my kids, They get sleep out. They don't even miss me. They're like, bye. Okay, bye. And they don't. There are kids who are screaming, I need to go home. I want my mom. And those moms never get a break. And it's just a psychological thing to beat the system before it starts. I highly suggest at least twice a month letting your child sleep somewhere from very, very young age so that that's all they know.
Yeah, I think you're also talking about socialization. And
it's major socialization. Mm-hmm. People, kids develop anxiety because they can't be away from their parents. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I watched it happen and I'm like, I'm not letting that happen. I'm not going to do it.
But I don't think you should feel guilty about needing the time away. And to me, it's a win-win. Like, the grandparents are happy. She's bonding with them. I'm bonding back with my husband. Everyone is all around happier. It's a win-win. Yeah.
It's a win-win.
So I see that a few times on here. You know, take advantage of that if you can. And you know what? Even if you have a friend that like has children,
I offered Jess a million times. I said, I'll come there and watch the baby and you could just relax and I'll do it. Or you could come to my house or whatever and I'll watch her.
Mm-hmm.
This person said, I don't like playing with my kids. I'll set them up and set up their toys, but I don't actually sit and play with them. I don't always do that either. Like, when it comes to like dolls and their imagination stuff, I truly feel like it's better for them to play that on their own because they don't look for you to come up with the ideas of creativity. But when it's like beads or bracelets, I try to do that stuff with them because I can teach them stuff,
mm-hmm.
Like hand-eye coordination and patience and color matching and all that type of stuff. It's really what the game is. Teaching them how to put in a puzzle maybe is different. But like their creativity, they do need to play on their own to develop their brain. I really do feel that way.
Whether they're playing with a sibling or alone, anyway. Yeah. Like, you have to
That's your time to get stuff done when they play.
You have to keep a clean home and you have to feed them. Like, it's okay. You don't always have to play with them.
Yeah.
It's just crazy the pressure we put on ourselves. This one, spending more time on the phone than with my girl. I mean, if being on your phone gives you, if checking Facebook every once in a while gives you a taste of what it's like outside in the world.
Yeah, what's going on out there? Are we still alive? Is tsunami hitting? What's going on?
Yeah, is the apocalypse here? Like, what's going on? Exactly. I mean, I just don't see anything wrong with that. Of course, everything in moderation. Like, if hours are going by and you haven't looked at your kid, that's probably an issue. But, you know, I'm sure this person is just checking in. And I just think we all need to be easier on ourselves. Give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm. This person said, please, Tracy, talk about how you stopped co-sleeping. I need pointers. I feel so guilty. Okay.
Yeah. How did you stop?
So the thing with my kids is they never slept in cribs. I didn't do the crib thing. A lot of parents don't believe in this. I slept with Skylar until she was 13 months.
How did she nap? She would nap in your bed?
Yeah. I'd put her upstairs. I'd put her in my bed in the middle. She would nap for 3 hours. I'd wake her up. Then whatever, we did whatever. And then we went to bed. We all slept together in the bed. I only let them sleep with me the max up to 18 months. Skylar was 13 months and I knew she had a baby sister coming. So I gave her her own bed. I instantly put her, because we had a king size. So instead of putting her in a twin bed and her being like, this feels weird, I gave her a queen size bed in her room so that she felt like it was very similar to mine. And then I slept in that bed with her for 1 month only till she got comfortable with it. And then she's never not slept in her bed. Jaden, I did 18 months, same thing. I put her in Skylar's bed with her. They slept together in the queen bed, but they never, ever, ever slept in my bed. They didn't even think it. To this day, they don't think sleeping in my bed's even an option. They don't even ask me, can we sleep with you? Never do they ask.
Do they not
me
remember
that
it?
They only know sleeping in their beds. That's all they know. And they don't remember a crib. They don't remember any of that. And it worked for my kids. And I'm a big advocate on like, yes, the first year you'll never get back. Like, soak up the co-sleeping, I think, because that those moments, I'm like so thankful I did that with them, because I'm like, those fly.
That's what my friend says who does
this.
And I
love co-sleeping. It's like
so little and they're gone.
They're never
going
to
want
to sleep with you when they're old. So like, I love the co-sleeping with them, but only for the first year and a half, because by the time that they're two, if they're not in their own bed, they get way too used to sleeping with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it again. Skylar was at 13 months. Jaden was at 18 months and Julian was at 15 months. And Julian sleeps in his bed. Skylar sleeps in her bed. Jaden sleeps in her bed. No one fucking touches my bed. And that's how it is. And the girls have the option to sleep together if they're scared or sleep in their bunk beds alone. And they do both. But I'm saying it's, do not allow sleeping past two, age two. I think it's a huge mistake. I mean, if that's what you want to do and that's your prerogative to be a mom and, I'll never get to do it. But like, if you ever want your bed back, it's not.
It definitely gets harder. Yeah. I've heard that too.
It causes separation anxiety for the kids.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much so much of these are the same. I mean, most people feel guilty for, most moms here feel guilty for just wanting time. This person wrote, I can't even work out without feeling like a guilty asshole. I mean,
yeah, same.
Put this in perspective. Like, it's just crazy. Take a step back from all these things. You're not, I don't know, like, you're human. You're human. Yeah. And I don't know why that has to change when you become a mother. I just...
This is so funny. Eating chocolate in secret away from them because it's not good for them, obviously, duh. Okay, I have done this where if I'm eating something that I like want for just me and I'm like, they're not having snacks past 8 o'clock or sweets past 8 o'clock, I'll put it in a bag of like vegetables and they won't even ask me for it. I've done it and I'm not sorry about it.
Wow, savage.
So yeah, there's just a lot of mom shit that people don't like, they don't know how to handle. And I don't blame them because it's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people's first times doing it. For me, I was 3 months pregnant, two to three months pregnant at all my kids' first birthdays. So I never got my kids alone till they were 2 or 3 years old. So my kids, I felt horrible because my mom guilt was they never got enough alone time with me. Cause at 18 months, I was like, okay, time to be a big sister. You're the big girl. She's fucking 18 months old. She's not the big girl. She's a baby. And like, I instantly forced them to grow up so fast. And I have such mom guilt about that, but there was nothing I could do. Also, I have to keep in mind my thought process in here was when they're older, they're all going to have kids together and get married together and go to college together. And like, because they're only 3 years apart, they'll be in high school together. They'll experience things together. And that mm-hmm. was my mind thought of getting pregnant in 3 years, three mm-hmm. of them. But you do have mom guilt because I'm like, they never got one-on-one time with me enough. Like kids who have, you know, siblings 4 years younger, you have those 4 years of solid one-on-one kid time.
For sure.
And like, I feel bad for mine because I feel like they maybe missed out on that, but they also have very close siblings that they'll
I also think
forever.
The fact that you're hyper aware of it is really the key to this because mm-hmm. I think sometimes maybe moms don't realize that they're doing that. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like yeah. the fact that you're aware that like
oh I'm very aware and I always
one maybe
bad.
Got more attention than the other, then you try to balance it. So I that, again, that's all you can do. You're
like I had Skylar be a big sister, Jess, of two babies at three, and the baby needed extra attention because he was deaf. Like I couldn't have hit it harder,
but
like
again, the fact that you're aware of it just shows that you're a good mom. Like this person wrote, I always feel like at the end of the day I didn't do enough, and it's like the fact that you're thinking that way just shows that you did do enough, mm-hmm. that you literally racked your brains to make sure that you did enough. So,
yeah, this is a hard episode. It really is.
Yeah, I just can't. And for me as a new mom and kind of seeing how it's already started and really, really, really trying to take a step back, use people around me that for support.
Yeah.
And to, again, try to look at the reality. I mean, you just said it so many people here are like, oh, I don't cook, you know, meals from scratch.
They're eating.
You just said it so simply. Like
you need a break too.
They got food. They're eating.
They're fed. Who the fuck cares?
They're fed.
They give their kids fast food every fucking day, yeah. and they survive it. It's not good for them, but they're surviving and they're eating. People do what they have to do. And like I always mm-hmm. come here and I'm like, wow, the house is immaculate. Cecily's dressed well. She's fed. She's adorable. Yeah. She's interacting with Beetlejuice. Jess looks like she has it together. In her mind, all she's thinking is like, I'm fucking drowning.
Somebody at work said that to me the other day. I was talking about like my postpartum and they were like,
she's like, where, bitch, where?
Yeah, they're like, I guess I only see on Instagram, but it looks like you have it so easy. And I'm like,
no, it's like that in her house. I'm she like, has it so good here. She's like, got it under control.
Dressing her up is the only thing that gets me out of bed in the morning.
And, so, and like, that's, you have to take those moments, whatever it is that like works for you.
Yeah.
Take, like, I loved dressing my kids up. And then they're like, why do you always match them? And I'm like, bitch, because I fucking want to. I birthed them. I want to fucking do it. I fucking birthed them.
You birthed them?
I birthed them.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Oh my God. Like, it's like so annoying. I'm like, you guys, I'm the mom. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. If that makes me happy and it gets me through the day because I have matching pictures of them, like, and they'll have a billion fucking pictures when they're older, that's what made me through. And you know what? Your kids grow up so fast. Well, if you don't take pictures of them, you'll forget.
You know what's funny? When I was like, really, the first month, you know this, like, you were like, you were texting me like, you there? Are you alive?
Yeah,
you okay?
I was literally texting her every day. I'm concerned. You haven't gotten back to me. Are you alive? Yeah.
Like
what's
the first
happening?
Month, like forget about it. Like I kept her in the same clothes for days straight. Like it didn't even cross my mind to have some sort of routine again to like
yeah.
dress her and to do things. And I actually feel bad about it because there's some clothes I never got to put her in because I just,
Then one day I'm like, my mom actually was the one who came here, and she'd like be like, let's put her in a different outfit today.
Yeah. Let's wash these clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. And she started me doing that. And I'm like, oh, this routine has helped me. Like, I don't know, just kind of come out of that like slump that I was in. It gave me like something to do with her instead honestly, of just being like, fuck.
Every routine for a kid that you develop is good. Like my kids know when they go to school in the morning, when they have outfits that match, that we take pictures, they'll run across the street with me, do the pictures. Mm-hmm. It gets them excited. They're like, are we doing pictures in these? Like, and I'm like, yeah, before we go to school. And it gets them excited to go to school because they're like, they feel good about their outfit. Mm-hmm. They feel confident. They mm-hmm. go into school with like a positive mindset. Like, and I always amp up my kids. I always show them the pictures and I'm like, look at how beautiful you guys look here. And like,
please teach me hair because sorry, Joanne, I just felt like maybe I have this like thick Italian, like
same
dark head of hair.
And I don't even fit my hair in a scrunchie. Yeah. I feel you.
Like, I just feel when I see the girls go to school and their hair is on point.
Yeah. Well, that's because I like for them to.
But most moms do not know how to do that. Like, you need to teach your ways because
brushing it into a bun is doing their hair. Throw a bow onto it and it's adorable. You don't have to do anything crazy. I do it crazy because I like to teach my daughters because they're so different. If I'm being honest, like, you know, there's body shamers in the world and Skylar's built like me. She's thick. And Jaden's like, for a little bit, for a 5-year-old, she's got like these thick thighs. You just know she's going to have my body type.
No, you don't know that. She's
I don't mean she's fat. I just mean she's thick like me. She has my body type. And like, kids get subconscious about stuff like that and they get worried as they get older. And so I'm and Jaden's got like this tiny little athlete body and I never want her to feel some way about that. So I'm always like, Skylar, look at how good you look in this. You look so beautiful. You look so cute. Oh my God, I love this on you. And like, she goes to school and like, she fucking owns everything she put on. It's just like a body conscious, positive moment that I can have with her just because like, I know how kids are. And sometimes, and my little Sky, she's thick like mommy. Like, I went through it. Like, we were there. And so I'm always, and she said once to me, she was like, oh, Jaden's so pretty. And I was like, no, we are not fucking doing that. I was like, Sky,
they're sisters. There's no,
you are inevitable. Gorgeous. I was like, don't ever say that. I was like, yeah, she's beautiful. I'm like, but guess who Jaden wants to be? Mm-hmm. Skylar.
Oh my God, all day.
And so I was like, Jaden, she just said how beautiful you are. And she goes, nuh-uh, Skylar, you're so pretty. And I was like, this is exactly what I'm teaching them is like, if I do nothing right with my mom guilt, the only thing I could teach them is body confidence and some type of beauty, like awareness of how beautiful they are without changing.
Trey's beauty awareness school.
Yeah. I'm doing something right. And that's all I know. Like, I may not have it all together all the time, but as long as my kids are confident and like who they are, I feel like that's
a win. That should make you feel good. All right, so I think we covered a lot today. Do you think so, Tracy?
Yeah, I feel like we got to a lot of questions, which was good.
Yeah, Alan, do you think like we had a good show today?
No.
What
bitch?
What do you mean?
What judgmental? Was talking about the mom guilt like a boner killer to you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Womp womp. Do you want me to leave you something to jerk off to?
Yes.
Wonderful. Wow. Do you want Tracy to send you a tit pic?
Yes.
Fuck you. Oh, can you send it to him really quick?
Fuck you. He's married. And his wife edits our fucking show. Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess in that case.
No. Okay. Show's over. Yeah. Show's canceled.
Yeah. Tracy's joking. Oh, baddies.
I was not expecting that.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Peace, bitches.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.